Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
some light snow showers developing, up to a half inch of daytime snowfall with highs into the upper 20s. For tonight, still some lingering light snow showers possible in the evening with lows in the mid-teens. And for Thursday, a high of 34 for Bozeman, but mid-20s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll tell you what, if you're going to be traveling this holiday season, whether it's on a plane, train, or an automobile, download the Montana Talks app. Not only can you listen live through the Montana Talks app, you'll see some of the web content, some of the news and commentary pieces that we share. But if you're traveling, you're in and out of coverage, you're sleeping in, you can download all 4 hours of Montana Talk.
62-63.
Hey, you're listening to a Best of Montana Talks.
Powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative. They do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
One important question I should ask here before we run out of time, before we get to some more callers, is what are the chances of getting some of these important Montana priorities across the finish line? Congressman Zinke, I spoke with Senator Steve Daines early yesterday morning, and I said, hey, what about the Crow Revenue Act that would also benefit the Signal Peak coal mine south of Roundup and keep them up and running? What about funding for the, for the High Line and the St. Mary's irrigation project, et cetera? And he said, unfortunately, the Democrats don't want to pass any of this stuff. They won't support a clean spending bill that would support key priorities like that. And anything related to coal, of course, you know they're going to block that. So I just wonder, I truly hope that John Tester, in his final days in office, would at least honor his commitment to the Crow tribe and help get this Crow Revenue Act across the finish line. But unfortunately, it's not looking good.
Well, and also the caller before talked about, let's talk about single subjects. When the other side, rejects Fort Belknap, the other side rejects, the Crow provisions and rejects things that are in the benefit of Montana, they're doing it for political purposes and leverage. They're not doing it for what's right. And there's the biggest difference. So, when you represent Montana, well, you ride with Montana brand and you look what's right for Montana and you make sure it's constitutional. But Montana, we have some problems internally too. A lot of it is infrastructure. A lot of it is honoring our treaty obligations. That's long, long overdue, and have resolution so you have an ability to make sure water is delivered across Montana agriculture. There's a lot of issues in Montana that we need to look at, and the federal government has that nexus. So yeah, and the text of what we're going to vote on is yet to be delivered, and when it comes out, again, I apologize, but I'm sitting down and I read it all. So about a stern, it takes me a little while because I have questions along the way. But when you read a bill that's that long, for instance, why is the RFK Stadium in there? Why is the Memorial Bridge? Why are these projects that some member wants? Why is it in this bill and added on? And then pretty soon it looks like a Christmas tree, and there's a lot of things in there that you're not going to like. And then, of course, no bill is perfect. But again, I'll go back to the reason why we're here was we had difficulty in the House, and I think with President Trump, we will remedy this. But we need to get our appropriations bills done that are through committee, that have been vetted. And that's the plan that supports the American First policy.
Congressman Zinke, with about a minute and a half to go here, President Trump's mass deportation plans, how do you think this is shaping up already with Tom Homan speaking out publicly almost on a daily basis?
Well, I want to ensure that Montana is first in the line. As they start deporting, they will. You don't want the bad folks going someplace they think they have sanctuary. Bozeman, we have a lot of business people that legitimate concerns and have been threatened by different gangs, walk downtown Billings, because I do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the streets that I can tell you, aren't from Libby and aren't here to get a job. They're here to do wrong. So
that's right. You can see it in the jail reports. You can see the illegal aliens on an ICE hold in jails from Gallatin County to elsewhere. Congressman Zinke, I hope you make it home for Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your lovely family, Lola, and the rest of the crew. And Happy New Year as well. Thanks so much for your time here on Montana Talks.
Always a privilege. I remain an optimist, and I appreciate everyone's confidence.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There are at least three issues ahead for healthcare in Montana. The first is cost growth overall. After an interruption during COVID, when we all stopped going to see the doctor, the familiar pattern of healthcare prices going up faster than everything else has reemerged. That will affect everything from insurance premiums to government budgets. Then there's a renewal of the federally funded expansion of Medicaid to adults earning up to 138% of the poverty line, which expires this year. Opinions are strong on this issue, but let me share with you two relevant pieces of information. Montana has already shed 12% of its Medicaid enrollees since 2020, the most of any state in the country. The second is that Medicaid reimbursements to providers, meager as they may be, help keep rural health care viable. It's been estimated that half of rural hospitals lost money in 2024 nationally. Perhaps Medicaid expansion isn't the best way to address this, but do we want to make it worse? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.